We are the Syrian High Council of Elders. We rarely speak through human transmitters, teachers, or ascension groups in this formal iteration. In those times, we came as individuals, the Syrian Council, or just the Syrians in general. Now that you have been prepared with the higher frequencies of light engaged within your consciousness and within your body, let us continue with this next part of the Syrian activations. Be very present in your body. This activation requires of you to be fully conscious, carrying the highest iteration of light frequencies that you can possibly maintain throughout this activation. It is required that you be fully in your physical body. Because we have come in this formal interaction, we requested this part of your activation to help you co-create with us what is needed, since it takes the human in a body to achieve what we are hoping to achieve in this 888 valuable time. To give you a opportunity to be present in your body, emanating these higher frequencies of light energetics, we will continue to add some significant pieces to what is to transpire. Take a deep breath, present, aware in your body, fully engaged with the highest frequency of light. That was activated just moments ago. It took the opening of the Syrian Stargate, a significant cosmic event, to energetically set in play the activations that will continue through the culmination of this Syrian Stargate and beyond this time. Once these energetics are in play, you will realize that it is the most valuable creation of consciousness and change in your physical body that humanity has received or achieved since the fall of consciousness. These changes will continue to manifest into further evolved states of being. They will take you back to times before the fall, when none of you were in human bodies. You were not in any form whatsoever. You were pure spirit. You have taken on many embodiments as a human since then. You have dropped from states of refined consciousness and emerged now from these fallen states. Take a deep breath. Present, aware, and fully in your physical body. Our conversation today concerns your physical body. The Council of Twelve, various ascended masters and archangels told you how you volunteered for this service mission before you incarnated into a human form. This mission required you to incarnate into a third-dimensional body with total memory loss of your original state of consciousness. You came in on the platinum ray of ascension through the Sirian Stargate to gift humanity with states of consciousness and different body types. Yeshua has talked to you several times about his journey to Earth within the Essene community, and that he and Mary Magdalene and the Essene group came into embodiments in fifth-dimensional bodies. Now, what does that mean to you? Does it mean to you they held an awareness, a consciousness? How is this relevant to your ability to achieve a fifth-dimensional body? And why did you have to incarnate on Earth in a third-dimensional body that was totally in an amnesic state of consciousness? Let us answer those questions. To do this service, you must have had this experience, achieved a state of consciousness through the eighth dimension, and changed your body type. It took your presence in a third-dimensional body to do this. Yeshua and Mary Magdalene could not do that because they were in fifth-dimensional bodies. They came into embodiment for a different purpose and service. They taught a series of transformative teachings, and their presence in a fifth-dimensional body within the Essene community helped it maintain a consistent state of consciousness and body type. Their duty was to support Yeshua and Mary Magdalene so that they could fulfill their prime directives. The best they could do was to raise the consciousness because of the denseness. You have no idea the denseness of the environment at that time, and it took a lot for them to maintain that fifth-dimensional body and not fall. The present third dimension is less dense than in Yeshua's time because there is more of a collective evolved consciousness present on Earth at this time. Now is a time of significant change and opportunity to make different choices. To accomplish this, you must have a different body type because the consciousness is changing and the earth is changing. The earth is rising to a different frequency range and physical state. those coming after you, using the template you have agreed to lay down, will require them to enter in different body type than you did, because they will be on a different earth plane. Yeshua, in his transfiguration, transfigured his fifth dimensional body into a seventh dimensional body at the transfiguration on Mount Tabor. He then transfigured a seventh dimensional body into an eighth dimensional body of light in the Garden of Gethsemane while his followers slept, because he asked for this body type so he could withstand the full crucifixion. Archangel Gabriel assisted in this transfiguration. Yeshua could not maintain this eighth dimensional body type for any length of time. So when he ascended, he took that body type with him so that it would not be contaminated in any way, as his teachings were misunderstood. Take a deep breath. Present. Fully engaged in your body. You assume that when you achieved a fifth dimensional consciousness, your body would follow that state of consciousness. That is not necessarily true. You are dealing with matter here. Your body is matter. It is a complex assembly of various cells, neurons, DNA strands, and organs. You can only appreciate the complexity of the human body when you review all of the upgrades that many light beings have assisted you to accomplish. All of the upgrades were made at a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. They have been accomplished by you in the last 3 years of your time. You had no idea that this was coming, because you assumed that if you had a fifth dimensional consciousness and above, that your body would automatically come into that state. We, the High Syrian Council of Elders, are present and honored now to co-create with you your fifth dimensional physical body. In this session, your actual body type of the third dimension will be altered and transfigured into a fifth dimensional physical vehicle. To dispel any assumptions about the fifth dimensional body, you must know that it will not look any different to any other human any more than Yeshua's body looked any different from any human on planet Earth at the time that he was embodied. It requires a state of consciousness and a presence of an epikinetic body to see into other physical dimensions. The transfiguration of your third dimensional body into a fifth dimensional body brings about some changes in that body. Some of you may live longer than you had expected, because that body type has a level of longevity. However, you will, also have free will to leave at any time. Whatever contract you made previously is null and void when this transfiguration is co-created. Your previous contracts can be reevaluated through free will and your spirit choice. The DNA of your physical body is altered and adapts easily to the activations of the seven light packets and the master packet. This body is very adaptable to energetic activations that consistently change your state of consciousness. These refined energetic activations will no longer take away from your physical energy as they once did. Actually, they will enhance it. Be aware that it will take you 3 to 5 years of your time to integrate the energetics that we are co-creating with you today. Now, take a deep breath. Take a short time to integrate what we have just said to you. Take a breath, breathing in light, breathing in the light that you have fully engaged, present, aware, very present in your physical body, holding these refined light energetics. Take a deep breath, present and aware. As you emanate from the core of your being, the various light emanations that you have created over the last 3 years, allowing them to peak in the highest velocity that you are able to maintain in your body. Every cell is vibrating now within your body. Every part of that body is being alchemized within that golden, transformative light. The body remains as a vehicle of human origins, but also magnificent origins of your spirit. Bringing that consciousness into your body, into every cell, into every part of the complexity of your human state. Allow that to magnify every cell, every neuron, every organ. All of the fluids of your body are flowing in this golden light, bringing it into a state of the fifth dimension. This state does not alter the look of the human form. However, it alters exponentially every part of that human form, every part that is held in that human body. This vehicle now that is transforming into a fifth dimensional iteration will serve you in a much better capacity to receive the rest of the activations that will be required before this Ascending Master series is complete. It will require of you much over the next few years of your time to use this fifth dimensional body in the highest iterations in which it is designed and used in matter, in form, on Earth. Not only at this time, but in times of this great evolution of Earth. It will be a significant help. It will alter the function of your brain and the way that you process spiritual thought from this moment on. It will enhance your ability to fully lay down the template of light for those coming in after you have long left planet Earth and return to your origins of spirit. It will be used by many entering these new souls entering that come in the fifth dimensional body that you placed in that template for them to use the moment their first breath is taken. They will contribute much to the ascension of the earth. And they too, because of the template that you have laid down, will be able to transfigure their fifth dimensional body into higher dimensional frequencies so that they begin to use all of the multi-dimensional aspects of who they are as a being of light. As you sit with us and co-create this template, beloveds, be aware of the golden radiance that is all-encompassing within your body, within your now fifth-dimensional body. That body is totally changed from now and through eternity. Every aspect that you have activated over the last 3 years is engaged and glowing in the radiance of that golden glow of Christos consciousness. As long as you are embodied on this earth plane, you will use this body to further enhance the light template that you agreed to lay down. Yeshua and the Magdalene are here with you on each side of that body to help you fully integrate this transfiguration of your body. They will remain at your side for the next 3 years, consistently helping you hold that fifth dimensional body at its highest iteration of Christ consciousness. We are honored to co-create this massive event with you. And every member of the Syrian Council of the Council of 12 has been honored to witness this awesome event. We want you to sit in the radiance of your new golden fifth dimensional body for a few minutes as we stay with you, as Yeshua and the Magdalene are very present now. Sit with the entire Council and all of the beings who have come here to support what you have just co-created with us. We will sit with you for the next while you acclimate to your new body. We suggest that if possible, that you remain a while longer acclimating to this new radiant body. And be in silence and introspection for the rest of this day. Be vigilant for the next week to be in a meditative state and revisit who you are in a physical form. Every time you allow yourself to be that fully, energetically, as well as physically now, you will enhance the light frequencies that you are able to maintain. So with that, beloveds, we will close this session. But we will be with you for some time yet. To help you. Blessings.